Welcome, my friends, to day 28, where I focused on probably the best or the most well-known prayer in the High Holiday Liturgy, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that's the Avinu Malkeinu, Our Father, Our King. Now, the story behind this beautiful prayer, and I think it's appropriate to learn a little about it. It's so good to understand the background to the prayers we're going to be saying again and again over the next couple of days, next 2 weeks. Avinu Malkeinu is based on a story that's mentioned in the Talmud of a terrible drought that took place in Israel during the time of the Mishnah. And Israel, of course, until 50 years ago, it was an agriculturally based society. And the lack of rain, you know, was terrible. I mean, it could mean starvation. And therefore, all sorts of attempts on the part of the Jewish community to basically, you know, knock down the walls on heaven's door were taking place. One rabbi after the next came forward with all these prayers, basically to plead to God for rain. Nothing was working, unfortunately. And finally, the great Talmudic sage, Rabbi Akiva, who we love to celebrate at MGE because he only began to learn Torah at the age of 40. Okay, MGE's for 20s and 30s, get a little head start. But Rabbi Akiva stepped forward and recited a simple prayer beginning with the words, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. And the heavens opened up and it started to pour. The Jewish community was saved. And the question is, what is so important about this phrase, Avinu Malkeinu? And what I tried to share in the chapter, and I wanted to share with you on this recording, is it really encapsulates the dual nature of our relationship with Hashem. Hashem is both our Father, a compassionate being who wants his children to come back to him and do tshuva and come back. And even if we messed up and we sinned and we transgressed, a parent can never shut the door on their child. A parent always wants the kid to come back. On the other hand, God is also, Malkeinu is also a king. A king exacts judgment. A king has certain expectations from his subjects. They've got a deal. The king protects them. They have to serve the king, and so on and so forth. Now, of course, God doesn't need to be served. All of this is really for us, right? Even the Malkeinu part, and I didn't put this in the chapter, but even the Malkeinu part, that God is our sovereign, all of that is for our own benefit, because if God was just a friend, just like a parent, we wouldn't get the same thing out of the relationship. There has to be sort of a discipline and an understanding of who God is and who we are to him. It can't always be just hugs and kisses like we would for a parent. So that duality is very important. And I mentioned in the chapter also that this duality is something we express every day in our prayers, because we say the Ashrei prayer, which is a very famous psalm, Ashrei, Ashrei Ve'secha, and we put in there all of these verses that show our close and loving relationship with God as like a parent. Potech et yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon, you open up your hand, you desire the living of all things, karov Hashem l'chol karov, God is close to all, call upon him. Shomer Hashem et kol avav, God protects all of his beloved people. And it's all about the loving, compassionate relationship we have with our father and our parent. But then we say, before the Ashrei every day, we say Yehi Kavod, which is not as well known of a psalm that's in the Psukei de Zimra. It's a collection, really, of biblical verses which speak about God as king of the universe. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Lamvad. God was the king, he is the king. Ram al kol goyim, high above all nations is Hashem. God established his throne in heaven and his kingdom reigns over all. Hashem Imloch Le'olam Va'ed, God shall reign for all eternity. This prayer is all about God as the transcendental king. He's the ruler. And in this prayer, it's therefore recited before Ashrei to give both sides, just like we do Avinu Malkeinu. And we never do one without the other, because one without the other would really be lacking. And that's the dual nature of our relationship with Hashem. God is a parent that longs for his children to return, but also a sovereign king who we revere. And we acknowledge that we could have done better before. And maybe that's what opened up the gates of heaven and ultimately caused the rain to fall. When Rabbi Akiva came forward and said this very simple prayer, Avinu Malkeinu, it epitomizes the true nature of our twofold relationship with Hashem, a king deserving of obedience and loyalty, and a caring parent who desires only love and goodness for his children. Thank you for listening, and Shabbat Shalom. Should be a holy and beautiful Shabbos. I will come to Bli Neder, do the next entry, Motzi Shabbat, on Saturday night. And I'm also going to share a Parsha video on this week's Parsha, which is actually an interview with my son, Yosef, about his new song, In the Moment, and the connection between that song and Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat Shalom, my friends.